Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fans Sports Forecast for Friday, December 12th, 2014. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. We start tonight in the NHL with the Los Angeles Kings at Montreal Canadiens, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on regional cable. It's always a big deal when the defending Stanley Cup champions travel to Montreal to play in the most hockey-crazed city in the world. It's especially notable this time because the Cup resides on the West Coast, which means the Kings will only travel to Montreal this one time during the whole season. It's also a head-to-head matchup of Canada's Olympic goalie, Carey Price, playing for Montreal, and the United States Olympic goalie, Jonathan Quick, playing for LA. Quick, as well as a whole bunch of still angry U.S. hockey fans, including me, will want our revenge on Price for shutting out our team in the semifinals of the Sochi Olympics. Moving over to the NBA, there's two games on national TV tonight. The first one, Portland Trail Blazers at Chicago Bulls, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT. This game represents the good of the NBA for us tonight. The Trailblazers are 17-5 and in first place of the Northwest Division by an Oregon mile. The Bulls are still adjusting to their new look, which features an aging but still clever Pau Gasol and is still slowly recovering his superpowers, Derrick Rose. The second national game of the evening, the Los Angeles Lakers at San Antonio Spurs, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT, leads us into the wonderful world of NBA games that you absolutely should not watch unless you're a fan of landslide victories and professional ineptitude. The Lakers are joined in sadness by a couple of other matchups tonight, including the Philadelphia 76ers at Brooklyn Nets and the New York Knicks at Boston Celtics. Not a lot of winning teams involved in those games. Moving over to college basketball, the game of the night is the Iowa State Cyclones at Iowa Hawkeyes, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Big Ten Network. These two schools have had a sports rivalry for 105 years, and it's still a big game whenever they play. The Cyclones are the better team, but they'll be missing their best player, who, like that guy on Kansas the other day when they played Georgetown, is suspended for a game following an arrest. Bryce DeJean Jones was arrested for only a noise complaint, but apparently just missed being charged with, quote, gathering where marijuana is used, which at least to some extent in my memory is basically synonymous with, quote, going to college, or at least, quote, living in a dorm. In any event, in what feels a little like a lull in the college basketball schedule, this is the game to watch. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fans Sports Forecast for Friday, December 12th. Hope you have a great weekend. You can find us on the web at dearsportsfan.com and send me questions to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. Thanks, as always, to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He is at jessefisher.com.